My name is Zachary Walker, and my interviewee is Roshanda Walker. And my three topics are sports play, fun things to do, and school. This is my first question. Who did you eat lunch with at school?
High school?
Yeah, during high school or when you were a teenager.
My friend Alicia Heron.
Oh, all right. Was she like your best friend?
Yeah, she was my best friend in school.
All right. What music did you listen to?
We listened to a lot of R&B songs. Listened to a lot of Escape and
What was so good about, like, that type of music?
It was fun. We talked about the music. A lot of the songs we liked the beat a lot.
Oh.
A lot of the songs that made us dance and just kind of empower girls. So we liked a lot of girl groups.
All right. What hairstyle did you have as a teen?
I used to wear finger waves with a bun. I used to wear that a lot.
What influenced you to have that type of hairstyle?
It was just a trend.
Oh, trend
on what people wore at that time.
Did you get bullied at school?
No, I didn't. I was kind of popular. I didn't get bullied at all.
Why do you think that you didn't get bullied?
I just didn't. I mean, I got along with everybody. I was always friendly. I would talk to everybody, so. And I was an athlete, too, so.
Who was your favorite and least favorite teacher?
My favorite teacher was Ms. Reed.
Your least favorite was?
And my least favorite. So Ms. Reed was my math teacher. My least favorite was my social studies teacher, Ms. Kabowski. We did not get along.
Fun things my interviewee did as a teen was have the suspense of hoping their parents didn't hear them, dial up internet when they tried to log on late at night to talk to their friends. And also, they used to record their favorite jams from the radio to a blank tape. And in the 90s or the 80s, they used to use a pager, also known as a beeper, which is a wireless communicator device that receives and displays voice messages. And they also used to play games like gymnastic parachutes and also order books for fun and read a series called The Magic Treehouse. How would you describe your teenage self?
Energetic. I was real bubbly, energetic. I was a lot of fun, so.
Oh.
I never stopped talking.
What did you do to entertain yourself?
I listened to a lot of music and dance a lot. Like, we used to always come up with dance routines.
Oh. What was one of the moves, like a step or something?
We used to do a lot of footwork.
Oh, footwork?
Yeah, so we did a lot of footwork, and we would make routines doing a lot of footwork and popping.
How was the president when you were a teen? Like, were they good? Like, yeah.
I don't know if I paid as much attention to it, but No, Bush was president, so.
Oh,
he wasn't a bad president, but he wasn't the best.
What sports did you play?
I played basketball and I ran track. Track and field.
What was your favorite?
Track and field. I ran the hurdles, though, my favorite.
Let me see. What was so great about those sports that made it, like, your favorite?
I like track and field. I mean, I was always a team player, so I like doing the relays, but I just really like doing the hurdles because I was able to get that skill, and I was able to be real good at that. So,
what about basketball?
I liked playing basketball, too. A lot of time, basketball, it was always based on, like, what a ref would do. So that aggravated me a lot, whereas track and field, you couldn't stop me from winning. It was all about who's the fastest. So in basketball, it was about who made the best points, and a lot of times it wasn't fair if referees, you know, called the game wrong.
Back when my interviewee was in high school, no students had cell phones. Even the richest kids in school didn't have cell phones. And there was no social media like Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Internet already existed, but it wasn't part of daily lives like now. And during break, all of the students went to the cafeteria or the school park or the library to socialize with everyone within their social circle, like now, kind of. But most students stay in their classes with their eyes on their cell phones until break time is over. Now. And students were more polite and less aggressive then instead of now. And back in the 90s or the 80s, no students dared to argue with the teachers. But now the students are being disrespectful to teachers. What type of clothing did you wear as a teen? Like style.
We wore baggy clothes, like baggy jeans. We used to wear a lot of cartoon character shirts, or like a tube top shirt with a cartoon character button up. So we dressed funky.
When you was growing up in your neighborhood, was it like safe, or like were you like, you know, safe to?
No, it wasn't. I mean, I was safe as far as I knew what blocks and I knew which way to go, but it wasn't the best neighborhood. But I knew how to maneuver. I didn't go out late at night. For the most part, my mom would pick me up so I wouldn't have to walk or catch the bus when it wasn't as safe. But for the most part, I kept myself safe and I stayed away from trouble.
Yes. You know, talking about trouble, did you get in trouble like a lot, or how did you get out of trouble?
I just stayed away from bad things that happened. Like if I saw somebody, like I knew a lot of people in the neighborhood and I saw they doing something, I'd be like, that's not cool. And I'm like, all right, I'm gone. And I would just move around. I just wouldn't even be around it.
How did like death in the family affect you as a teen?
The only death in the family as a teen was my grandparents. That affected me a lot because I was really close to my grandparents. But it just made me realize that, you know, people just didn't live forever.
Well, when you were playing sports, like track and basketball, did you, like, watch them or did you just play the sport for fun?
No, I watched it, too. I was a fanatic. I love watching the game. I used to watch track and field in the Olympics. So I watched it all.
What technology would you say you would like to have as a teen that you didn't, you know, grow up having as a teen, but, you know, I have as a teen now?
My cell phone. We had beepers. So, I wouldn't have to go and find a phone or call my mom. I can just call her. I have my phone.
Was there
anything more about the beeper that was like you could do or that was cool?
It was almost like texting. Like I could text a message to her in code, let her know where I'm at, if I'm on my way home, or I'll tell her to come pick me up.
You said that you were popular, so you probably would have known, you know, a lot of trends, like a typical teenager that's probably popular. You know, what were the trends back then?
Like I said, like baggy clothes, a lot of dancing. Like we danced a lot.
Yeah.
So that was dancing. Like right now, kids are just beginning back to dance, but we danced a lot. Fashion was always a trend. Big hair. So I always wear big hair. That was a big trendy thing too.
When you were a teenager, did you have anxiety?
No, I didn't.
Why don't you think you didn't have anxiety? Like, it just wasn't a problem.
I really just didn't have many fears. I just wasn't afraid of much. I tried anything, so.
All right. I think that's it.
All right. Let me know if you got any more questions.
All right. Thanks. In the 90s and 80s, the sports that they had a positive and negative impact on the society. And it's obvious that sports in general have an important impact on our society today. But sports was one of the few things that brought people's status up and brought people together. And it also got people to get up and encourage people to be more active and do things that they wouldn't dare to do. And the great things about sports that we have today and Ben had when my interview was a teen was the development benefits. It really made people develop in all type of categories, like the emotional benefits and social benefits and active benefits that they had and we have still today. And it also brought people to get together. Another way was by having their parents play with them. And that really brought people together.